when I think of a step to encounter, it was so impactful for me because I was raised in an atheist family. I was told that there is no possibility of God, and even got to the point myself to kind of hope that like there wasn't, because if there was, how could someone like me be redeemable, right? And I had just gotten off Suboxone. I was still kind of raw, still kind of broken, going through my step process, really struggling with believing in a higher power. And then how could I, you know, I don't even believe in a higher power. How is that higher power going to restore me to sanity, right? So I remember a very specific moment. I was struggling, and in my sleep, I was having sleep paralysis. I was being held down. It felt like a force outside myself holding me down. I was imprisoned in my body and I couldn't even scream. It was very oppressive, and I remember it just vividly. And I started just having these little encounters with power. I was going to PON and I would just start feeling stuff, but still just struggled. When I was asked to pray or just do anything, like, I'd be very shy about it. And, you know, I remember one night I was having that moment again. I was being held down in my sleep, and in my sleep, I prayed to God for it to stop. And instantly in that moment, it stopped, and I was able to get up and I could breathe, and it never happened again. Never. And I remember telling Joe about it, and he looks at me and he goes, "You shouldn't struggle with believing in God now. In your subconscious, you reached out to him." And that was so impactful to me that, you know, my subconscious mind was in belief. Therefore, I was. And I had that realization, if God can do that for me, why couldn't he restore me to sanity?